Nick Ferrari at Breakfast on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
Sam, talk schools with you in just a moment. 9 minutes before nine is the time. Now, I say again, I appreciate many of you have been working through the Christmas and New Year period, and indeed holidays as well, for those of you who celebrate different religious festivals. But in the field of family law, this is always a very busy week, as most of the country gets back to work. But with the additional pressures of lockdown now, if you're in certain tiers, you weren't allowed to have in-laws, relatives around, you were effectively just in that pressure cooker. If you don't get on, sadly, with your husband or your wife, what might that lead to? Let's turn to Neil Russell, who's family law partner at the London firm Seddons, and joins me now. Neil, you and I have spoken in the past. This is always a busy enough week, is it any year? What might you and your colleagues be expecting this year? Good morning.
Good morning to you, Nick, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I think the divorce day, the first working Monday of the year, is always the spike when people say, right, I'm going to proceed with a divorce. They've had that period of reflection because of the Christmas, when they've decided to wait, see what happens, and then it gets worse over the Christmas period, cabin fever and the like. But I think this year, the difference is there's been much of that cabin fever throughout 2020. When you've had some real issues for people, you've had the stress, and then the cracks begin to show in the marriage. There's the additional time together. And that sort of timing and combination of people's relationships, it brings out the best of people and it brings out the worst.
Mm.
And when you have illness and death, that provides for a period of self-reflection. And that's what we often have during, you know, the Christmas period, people thinking, let's see what happens over Christmas, and then I'll perhaps decide to, or not perhaps decide, then I'll wait until the new year and then get divorced.
Yes.
People have had that self-reflection throughout the year. It's been a year like no other. You know, lockdown has created its own issues between families and friends. Should it be, should it not be? But when you look at the people caught within that vacuum, it's been very difficult. People have had no holidays. They've had money worries. That high pressure of confinement has led to many more divorces. And I think this Monday is going to be the same reflection, because it's a new year. We can't change life completely. We still have a new year. We still have a new beginning. And that's going to exacerbate things, I'm sure, as it has done over recent years. I found quite remarkable the Citizens Advice statistics said that for the first September weekend of 2020, divorces were up by, inquiries for their divorce webpage was up by 25%.
Right.
Co-op legal services, 250% through 2020. And that was obviously increasing, because the figures for March to mid-May said 42% increase of people looking at their online services.
Okay. Let me ask you this. The year, what is it, about 8 months that you and your colleagues in family law have had to battle through, I would imagine many instances, having conferences with your clients in desperately trying circumstances, but you can't actually physically be there.
Well, there have been times during the year where we could see clients in person. So we have done some of those. I've even had clients come to my home to see me. I've seen some in my office. I've been to their homes. This is only when we've been allowed, not breaching any of the strict rules that should apply. But we've also done so much by Zoom. So many meetings either on FaceTime or Zoom. I've had so many people call me, and my colleagues the same. The dogs have never had so many walks. You know, people take their dog out for a walk as an opportunity to have a private conversation. It's been quite a remarkable year in every respect, and it's been no different for relationships. And some have done better, and many have fared a lot worse because of the time they've had together.
Let's see what this Monday and this week holds in your trade. Neil Russell, thank you. Family law partner at Seddons, the London firm. 5 to 9 is the time. Let's feature some of the emails, texts.